From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
All right, we got to talk about this Art Briles thing first.
Just do it.
He said he did nothing immoral.
It's almost like if Joe Paterno wrote his answers from the grave or something.
And you're comparing getting fired over overlooking sexual assault to losing your dog?
He's going to end up somewhere.
Oh, I mean, one of these nothing schools will hire him to try to get on the map again. And hey, I'm big on second chances. If I get a speeding ticket, yeah, I deserve a second chance for that. If I slit somebody's throat because they pissed me off, probably don't deserve a second chance. But John McClane has taken all kinds of grief over almost a nothing tweet. He just tweeted out,
Clowney refused to do an interview as he was walking off the field. Maybe he would have gotten injured talking to us.
Yeah, Cecil Shorts came back, and so did DeAndre Hopkins, saying how unprofessional that was.
Unprofessional?
Yep.
It's a tongue-in-cheek statement about how he's always hurt. No, that's ridiculous.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at Barry is Funny, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And Jon, I just noticed something. We had Jerome Solomon listed as a guest at 5:30 today. Did we just decide not to do that since he was here yesterday?
I forgot to talk to you about it. Like I was gonna talk to you about it. I just forgot to take him off the sheet. I figured since we had him on yesterday that we weren't gonna get him on today.
That's fair. That would have spared us a segment though of that mess.
That's true. Now thinking back on it, maybe we should have.
It would have been wise.
If you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what we did. The last hour, we did a lot of stuff that I'm not proud of, but it was funny. So go check it out, podcastarena.com. The Sean White potential lawsuit was, we delved into it in more detail than we probably wanted to.
There's homework in there, kids. There's homework in that podcast.
Just know you're warned ahead of time.
Yeah.
That you do not want to shake that bear.
And make sure you have your antivirus turned on.
Antivirus. Don't eat.
Yeah, don't eat beforehand. Unless you're one of those sickos who's into that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Which, if you are, I don't know who would be into that, but
I don't understand that there's a market for that. There's a market for some weird stuff, but that happens to be I a nun and a priest and I don't even know how you would describe it. Lunch? I don't know. It was horrible. How is that a market? Well, Shake That Bear was bad enough.
Andy sent us a Shake That Bear video that's not so bad.
No?
It's a person in a bear suit dancing.
Oh.
And
I thought
Lauren says, the app works like a charm. I can finally listen outside the car. Glad you got that app. That's the ESPN 97.5 app, not the ESPN app. It's terrific. So I use that on Sunday sometimes when I'm working out, I will listen to you and Liebeschock.
Oh, yeah?
That's,
oh, nice.
I don't listen to it.
No.
People always get mad at me, but I don't, because most of the time I don't like listening to shows before ours because I don't want to be influenced by what anybody says.
Right.
Then I say something, say, oh, well, so-and-so said that. And you're just copying
them. And you feel like they're calling you a hack because you stole. Yeah.
So then afterwards, the only thing I listen to is I listen to two channels on Sirius. I listen to NHL Network Radio. Right now they're doing their team previews. So I'm totally into that. And I listen to the Comedy Greats channel.
Okay.
Which I love because it's got a lot of Sam Kinison and guys like that. And it's just they take these slices, their bits. But I do listen. I try to listen to you guys sometimes on Sundays if I'm in the gym. And I use that app for it.
Cool. And no one's ever going to accuse you of stealing anything we say because it's probably not worth stealing anyways. So
I didn't say that.
That's a good thing.
You knew that.
Hey, I found this thing on Roy Jones. Would you like to hear what the latest?
You found it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
There's a Facebook page called Boxing Habit. And apparently, Roy Jones is fighting again. So they posted a picture of.
I think he fought Saturday night, actually.
Was it Saturday? Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is from August 13th. But this was the caption for their face-off. They put 47-year-old Roy Jones Jr. continues his quest to get Parkinson's disease tonight as he takes on 51-year-old Rodney Moore, who is riding a 9-fight losing streak. And then they capped it with hashtag pray for Roy. So if you thought John McClain was bad. Oh, my goodness. And, yeah, Roy Jones Jr. has dad bod really bad. Really bad.
He did beat Rodney Moore.
Oh, he did win. Okay. Well, there you go.
I like Roy. We have him on all the time as a – well, I like him as a commentator. He needs to stop boxing.
Yeah.
It's almost embarrassing now. He was so good.
Yeah.
And there was a time he was pound for pound the best in the world. I don't think anybody would have disputed that. And now it's just pathetic. And he's doing weird stuff and fighting internet guys. And I don't know what the hell he's doing. I really don't. And we ask him every time we see him. He's all right, as long as people want to see it.
Yeah, but that's just really? It. That yeah, you have to define just if you have viewers of 500 people, that's not the same. You know what I mean? That's
not.
That doesn't mean the people collectively want to see it anymore. It is sad. I guess some people just. They hang on too long or they can't let it go or they don't realize how bad they are. But surely he has to know. When you look, if you're fighting a dude that's 51 years old, that's just sad.
And he's lost, well, 10 in a row now.
Yeah.
So
he's riding a 10 fight losing streak. Horrible. But speaking of boxing, I also saw this thing on my timeline that had a poster of Mike Tyson and it was called the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh boy.
And apparently there's a site out there, Fred, called MikeTython.com. It's MikeTython.com. If you have 10 minutes to kill, I suggest you go out there. They've basically taken just about every kind of movie poster and put there's a Star Wars on it. There's The Empire Strikes Back. And they basically put Mike on everything. So MikeTython.com is pretty entertaining. House of Cards is there. That's good stuff. They have him on the Supreme Court. So that's really weird. Yeah, that's MikeTython.com is a pretty good site. You got to check that out.
Shawshank was on there, you said.
Yeah, Footloose. Oh, they have a picture of him on the moon, and it just says Natha. So good. Oh, God.
Some people have too much time on their hands.
Way too much time.
713-780-ESPN, your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And, yeah, I have no idea where to go with the show after all that.
It's hard to follow Shake That Bear and Church of Fudge. I don't know what you do after that.
I kind of... Next time I go to Canada, I kind of want to show everybody that video to say, is this what you people do? Because I get the sense they're Canadian. Sort of sounded like it.
Yeah, it really did. And they drank afterwards. That was the giveaway that they're Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that they drank afterwards.
Oh, shake that beer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, for sure. Yeah, we shook it.
What about Delani doing that? That's not something I really want to hear. Shake that bear. And now a moment for wonderful windows. Let's grab a call.
That's so good.
Todd, you're on the Blitz. Go.
How's it going, guys?
Sportsy, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, shake that bear. Why don't you? Hey, I'm actually one of the Rock the Mic finalists. I'm just calling in to say that I don't know if you ever thought of doing a trio show, but Barry would be a great addition with you and AJ, man.
Thanks, bud. I hope you win now. Unless you suck.
I'll be seeing you at 9 o'clock Sunday morning, so we'll see. Turk.
Ooh, yeah.
All right.
Don't intimidate me, please. I get really scared really easily.
Well, I'm a big bear, so.
Oh. Maybe Mike and I'll shake that bear.
Right. Oh my god,
that was inappropriate.
I got before I get myself in trouble.
No, that it would never work with three of us because. We all have too big of egos to give out the microphone that long.
Well, yeah, and I would be outclassed anyway, so.
You'd be fine.
Yeah.
You'd be fine.
I don't know.
Barry's got a future in this business, in my opinion.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Enjoy working with you.
Thanks.
And besides, We all know one of these days I'm going to die, so somebody's going to have to take over.
Keep AJ in line. Did you see Lamont's tweet? He said, Fred, you say 713-780-3776 a lot. Yeah, Lamont, that's the number.
Yeah, I try to do it twice a segment.
Is that the rule? Is that like a radio rule?
No, it's just something.
We're horrible about that on Sundays.
No, I do it because, and then for a while I just quit giving the number out and people got pissed off. I have short memories, man.
Yeah.
You're driving in your car, you're doing your thing, and most people are listening for anywhere from, well, I guess what, our TSL's what, John, 45 minutes, something like that?
So yeah, something like that.
You're not hearing the whole show.
Right.
So you have to remind them. People have, it's like me with names. If I don't get your name, so if I don't give you the number, then how are you going to call in?
And exactly.
People get the most pissed off if I don't give the number out when we have a giveaway.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
I'll get five texts. What's the number? What's the number? It's like, well, you got people bitching at me for saying it too much. So
I always like when you say it when you're like really don't want anyone to call because you can tell. Because you're just like, I always make fun of you on Sundays. I'm always like, 713-780. It's like, please don't call right now. We're doing good. You'll ruin it. That's awesome.
Oh, I'll try to cut it to once a segment. How's that? Does that seem fair, John? One time a segment?
No, I think
you do just
three
fine.
Times
well,
fine.
Dude, I've
getting back some of the other stuff, I use it as a transition sometimes to move on to the next topic.
Right.
I'll drop the number in there, and then that's kind of the hint that we're going to do something different.
Well, like, rarely do I call you an AJ, but every once in a while when I do, I'm like, oh, what the hell's the number? So I have to wait until you say it, and I work here, and I don't know the number. So I think it's fine that you give it out.
Oh, well.
I should probably have it in my phone or something. That's sad.
There are times there was one time I was on here and I gave out my phone number by accident. And I was like, John, please dump that.
Did you have to get a new, did you?
No, fortunately he dumped it. And people weren't really, not enough people caught it. They're just.
And that was before podcasting, I'm guessing.
Yes, it was before podcasting.
Thank God.
Yes. And it was before many people were listening to us, I think. So.
Oh God, that would be the worst.
Delighted to give out the number.
Huh?
We'll have Delotti give out the number. That would work. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Millions of us back home, and we say thank you.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a great one. Peyton Girl Texas says, for those who text and ask for the number, duh, isn't the text number and the phone number the same? It is. I'm not saying people are always the brightest, but some stations have different lines and they have different contest lines and things like that. So
is there a different contest line?
No,
or is it
all the same. The text line, the contest line, the call in line are all the same.
Isn't there like a hotline as well for guests?
There is that.
Oh, but
we don't give that to people. Right. That goes to the guests.
Yeah.
So that they can call in.
So that's the only two numbers though.
Because a lot of times if the phones are full and a guy tries to call in, if they use a regular number, they can't. So
all right.
That's why if I were tooling around on a Sunday and I wanted to bother you guys, I would call on the hotline.
Oh, I got you. I don't give
Although, it's funny. You can ask John this.
Hey, trust me. There's plenty of room on the regular line on Sundays. Like, we literally, if we get a call, we're like, what the hell's going on? Tyler doesn't know how to work it. We're just like, ooh, it's like a unicorn on the show. We're like, wow. We just stare at it. I've taken a picture before just to prove that we had a caller. It's bad.
John can vouch for this. I've had to ask him for that hotline number at least 10 times. I'll send him an email. Whatever, I'm booking a guest,
yeah,
and I'm trying to give him the number. So he's, hey, John, what's the hotline number? I could tell he's frustrated with me because I ask all the time. And I could just I've at least saved the email, so I just search it so I don't have to ask him anymore.
Just add it to your contacts.
Well, I could, but
yeah.
Well, I have one, but I have I have the one for 1560 in there because –
That helps no one.
I know. Don't ask me why.
Yeah.
Old school Chris said, I just got in the car. I'm going to have to look up the podcast to see what this Shake the Bear is. Shake that bear.
Dude.
And no, don't do it.
You know what? Do it. Do Shake That Bear. You just shake that bear all you want to shake that bear. But just whatever you do, do not plan to worship at the Church of Fudge.
Don't
shake that bear.
That is the best drop.
Oh my God. I keep seeing that couple every time Jong plays that drop, and it's grossing me out.
Shake that bear.
You just like do it like 7 times in a row, John. Get it. Shake it. Give him the shake full effect.
Shake that bear. Shake that bear. Shake that bear.
God.
Shake that bear. Shake that bear.
And it's like you Make were there, it Fred. It's Make like it you stop. Were there. That is
Jared said he's calling every Sunday now.
Oh, nice. Thanks. Make us work.
Couple things. If you like what you hear from Barry, Barry is a fantastic comedian, and we were just talking off air about you've got one coming up. Tell the people about it.
I do. I am featuring at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase down off of Fuquay, 45 South and Fuquay. There is a comedy club down there. I'm featuring this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 2 shows, 8 and 10:30. I'm featuring for Mike Malone, who's hilarious. But yeah, I was even thinking that I get some free tickets. I'll give away 2 tickets if somebody wants to call. I don't know if we're allowed to do that or not, but if we are,
sure we are.
I'll do it. If not, then we don't have to.
So basically, just tell the intern to take down their name, and you'll get them to them.
I'll leave their name and number at the door, and they'll get into the show for free.
All right, so 2 tickets. We'll just do caller 15.
There you go.
All right,
cool.
That was easy.
It's gonna be fun. And the headliner is hilarious. He's real crazy. Like,
you guys have some good acts down there, and I wish. Wish you were a little closer to me.
Yeah, you hipster.
Sorry.
Old hipster friend.
I told you, next time I came and saw you at whatever. Was it Whatever Fest?
It was at Whatever Fest, yeah.
Absolutely.
It was right there.
Exactly.
That was a tough number I drew. It made me go first.
I know. I was there.
You were. You were very supportive and kind, even though it didn't go great. You were very nice.
You were pretty good. You didn't have to do that bit that the guys did later, though, where they were on the screen.
Air sex?
No, the thing where they were on. Air sex was after you. Yeah.
Yeah. Air sex was after
you. The air sex national championship qualifier.
Yes. Which was pretty cool. But yeah, so did you go watch them do the screen where they just, they're like in a booth and it was blind and they don't know what the people are watching them and they're doing jokes. It was pretty cool. Whatever Fest is cool.
Yes, and it's great. My friends, put that together and looking forward to it. This year is going to be a bunch of good.
Are you going to go to the Come and Take It Comedy Festival? That's coming up pretty soon.
Are you in that?
I did not submit for that. No, I don't, I stopped submitting for them. It just kind of gets like, I'll go watch all the comics, but it's
kind of like me asking out the same woman 10 times. After a while, you get the hint.
Yeah, you're like, all right, whatever. No, I've actually done both. I've done Whatever Fest, I've done Come and Take It, but it just kind of gets to where you're like, you do comedy enough on the road, and it's all right. It's a great festival. They have big names come in, so I recommend it.
Yeah, and they also have music, which is very cool. They've always got some big acts. I saw Helmet there a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Whatever Fest. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and and Come and Take It. I know the wife wants to go. A bunch of there's a lot of guys that I like that I try to go see them when I can. I haven't in a while. There's just some very funny comedians in the city, and
yeah, there really is
guys like John Wessling and the Whiskey Brothers, Slade Ham and Sam Damaris and Billy D is hilarious. I mean,
Billy
just,
D's my bud.
There are just some great, great comedians.
Billy D and I hit the road quite a bit together. I'm lucky enough that he takes me on the road. So yeah, I learned so much from him.
I'm a big fan of his. We got a chance to chat after. I don't know if they still do it, but the best comedian contest they used to do.
They don't anymore. Ever since there was this Houston Comedy Union thing that used to do Funniest Person in Houston.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been done in a while, and they need to bring it back. But, that used to be the thing.
Yeah, I was actually a judge for a couple of those.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun. I'm sorry that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, a lot of us are. the two really good names right now that you should look up that are from Houston, Ali Sadiq. We actually had him on our show on Sunday. And he's about to come out with his Comedy Central special. Is going to drop. And he is by far, at this point, like he is the big name right now out of Houston. Him and Matthew Broussard. Matthew Broussard was the last winner.
Yes, I remember that. I was actually I was one of the qualifiers. Where I was judging, and he was great in it.
Do you know that the when he won it, that was his 1 year anniversary in comedy. He had only been doing it a year when he beat all the comics in Houston. And now he's on MTV's Guy Code. He's got a Comedy Central special coming out. There's some good talent in this city. I think people sleep on it. If you're a comedy fan, you should go catch a show. Not just mine, but go catch some shows around town, man. We've got some good comics in the city.
Well, that's always say that in music. We got some great bands in the city, too, that nobody knows anything about. That's why the guys from 12 Years Driven, when we started doing this Local Music Tuesday, it was funny how it started because Larry just came up and asked me and said, hey, do you guys ever play local music? I was like, I've been trying to get a day where we just did local submissions forever. So he sent me a bunch of their stuff, told all his friends about it. And so now we've got, you know, a whole bunch of great music from local musicians that we get to play. So
that's awesome.
It's the same thing, man. It's always, yeah, we always try to get, that's one thing that we try to get out and see local bands, local comics,
yeah.
And maybe that's hipster, but the, you know, go see local plays that people have written, things like that. Cause there's a lot of talent in the city.
Really is.
And I come on and try to tell people when I saw something really good and say, you know, hey, go check it out. Sometimes they listen.
Yeah. What's the last local band you really liked?
The last show I went to was at Fitzgerald's when 12 Years Driven was there. There were some great, great bands, but I went to see them specifically. But there were like three bands, and I bought the CDs for two of them, and now the names are escaping me. Larry, if you're listening, tell me who else was there, because I want to give them credit. They were really good. Now I'm blanking.
Have you heard of a group called The Suffers?
I have heard of them, yes.
Yeah, they're really good. They were on, I think, Conan or something like that. But they're
Broken
they're,
Valor was one of the bands. They're very good.
Okay.
So
I got to check that out. See? Yeah. See how this works?
Yeah. You just go good back too. And forth. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you about something good. When we come back, I want Barry to tell you about some good things he's seen in the Olympics. Positive things.
Yes. All right.
I know he wants to get into that.
Yeah.
So we will do that when we return. But right now, I'm going to tell you about how you can do a great thing. And it's very simple. If you've got a vehicle you're not using anymore, if it's doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, if it's running or not, doesn't matter. If it's something that you were going to fix up and you never got around to it. When I say vehicle, I mean car, truck, motorcycle, forklift, boat, anything. And you want to get rid of it. Well, donate it to HoustonCarsForKids.com. They're going to come tow it free of charge. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they will come and tow it. If you're in Austin, if you're in Nacogdoches, if you're in Vidor, if you're in Port Arthur, Lake Charles, Vinton, Sulphur, any of those places over there, they will come and tow it free of charge. They're going to fill out all the paperwork for you. So all you have to do is put your signature on it and boom, and your donation's tax deductible. You're going to remember that come tax time when you say, hey man, I just got a nice tax deduction for doing this. And if you donate today, they're going to give you Astros tickets if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And that money goes to Houston Can Academies, which is a fantastic school. They take in kids who've dropped out at other places. And a lot of these are really, really good kids who just had to get jobs to support their families. Or they're pregnant and now they need to get back to school. Well, Houston Can Academies takes them in, gives them a second chance. And so many of them graduate and go on and do great things. And they would have never gotten that opportunity without Houston Can Academies and without you donating that vehicle. So do it today, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com, right off the car, not the kid.
Break you in like the night sky. I speak like I know things. The truth is I'm blind.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 and 9 p.m.
I just had the worst idea ever. I did. We should have Glenn in for the last segment and tell him want to talk soccer and then show him the Shake the Bear video just to see how he reacts. That would be the worst idea
you
ever.
Have to, you, no, we would can't. Have to do it with the sound off, I think.
Yeah, that's right. He does have a tendency to.
Well, not that, not just that, but I don't know.
If oh, we could yeah, we
play that over the air.
Probably not. What was that?
No, probably not.
What was what?
Me breathing.
Oh, that was your
thinking,
breathing.
Yeah, I'm thinking about how great that would be because Glenn is so unassuming. I think.
Oh, we've done stuff to him in the past. We'll bring him in on, and I'll ask him a couple soccer questions to get him set up, and then AJ will drop the bomb on him. Usually, it's about his niece.
Yes,
but.
Oh, yeah, when you were gone, he came in and AJ interviewed him, and just basically it was all about Jeter and his niece having marital relations. And
it makes him so uncomfortable.
Oh, I felt so. It made me uncomfortable to be in the room watching it.
She's like a daughter to him. I mean, he's practically grew up around him, so he's very protective.
Oh, yeah, and AJ had no reservations about it.
Yeah, AJ doesn't have daughters, so that's I get it a little bit.
Right.
Joel says, having not seen this bear porn, what's worse, this or the gay snake? The snake was a victim. Okay, the snake was a victim.
What is this?
Yeah, you. It's not a gay snake. It was a man doing something to a snake.
Oh, no.
You probably saw that video. AJ brought it to the show.
Why do you say I probably saw it? Well, what are you trying to say,
I guess,
Fred?
You hadn't seen Shake That Bear.
Yeah, so. I've not seen the gay snake. I don't know what this is.
John will find that one for you.
Okay. John, you got that in your favorites, don't you? Don't lie.
All right, let's talk about some positive things, because you saw some things at the Olympics that you liked.
I did.
I'd like to get to those, and let's give the people something happy.
I'm a sucker for that stuff too, though. I am, like, if there's a feel good story, that's why I like the Olympics, is all the feel good stories that come out of it every 4 years or every two, depending on what you watch. But this year there was two cool ones. There was one in tennis, and I don't actually like have the story in front of me. But there's a gentleman. There was a tennis match, and during the match, the ball landed questionably close, and the referee, or umpire, whatever the hell it is in tennis, called it out. And so the
dude in the chair.
Yeah, dude in the chair. So the opponent goes, "Hey man, that was in, you should challenge that." And the umpire, the dude in the chair, goes, "Are you serious? Like, are you going to tell him that?" And the other guy didn't know what to do. He wasn't sure if he was joking or not. He goes, "No, seriously, it was in. You should challenge it." And he goes, "Okay, I'll challenge it." The ball was in, and the guy lost. But I thought, you know what? That's what sports is about. Now, I don't know if I would go to that extreme, but I think that it's cool that he showed that kind of sportsmanship. It's a good example to set. It's a feel-good story. Would you have done that?
Yeah, I probably would have.
You would have?
I actually have. I did that in a basketball game once where I fouled a guy. And they didn't call it, and they blew the whistle and called an offensive foul, and the guy said, "No, I grabbed him, man. It's on me." And the ref reversed it. Didn't matter. We still won by 35. But
oh well, there you go.
Yeah, if it was my teammates weren't happy with me.
Oh no, I bet not,
dude. Like, no, I grabbed the. I literally grabbed the guy, and from the back, I guess it looked like he had elbowed me. And no, that was me almost pulling his arm out of socket. It was awful, but yeah, oh. I could see doing that. What was the other one?
Yeah, well, first I found, just to give the details, because I'm a professional, Jack Sock tells Leighton Hewitt to challenge the point. So that's who it was, if anyone cared. But the other one was, this happened recently, very recently. That was a couple days ago, but there was a fall in the 5,000 meters heat for the women. And it was Nikki Hamblin of New Zealand and Abby Agostino of the U.S. They got tangled up and fell. And Hamblin from New Zealand was kind of like just laying there stunned. She didn't know what to do. This cost them the race. Everyone else left them. I think this was the last lap. So the D. Agostino from the U.S. told her, get up, picked her up, said, "We got to finish." And they kind of helped each other. But D. Agostino didn't know her knee was hurt. And so then she fell. The chick from New Zealand helped her up. They basically helped each other cross the finish line. Best part is they both get to go to the finals because the trip caused the issue. So they both made it to the finals but helped each other out.
But they're both hurt, so they're going to suck in the finals.
Well, the American is hurt.
So basically they did the end of Cars.
Why you gotta make it seem so simple, Fred?
Well,
this actually brought a tear to my eye when I watched it. I'm a softie. Like, I literally had a little tiny baby tear in one eye. I was that is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
You cried when Owen Wilson pushed the Richard Petty car across the finish line in the Piston Cup, didn't you? Admit it.
I swear to God, I will cry at a sitcom. I cry so it's embarrassing. How easy. Like, I can't even watch a sad movie. Oh, it's over. My wife's looking at me like, I feel like I married your sister or something. You act like a girl. Like, I do. This was touching. You don't like these feel-good stories?
I'm okay with them. I like sportsmanship. There's not enough of it.
Yeah.
But the Olympics, what I do is like, okay, this is going to sound terrible. I don't even know if I want to do this.
No, say it. Just say it. Well, let the hate flow.
They made a big deal out of the Muslim girl wearing the thing for the U.S.
Right.
And in fencing, right? And
right.
She got a bronze medal.
Okay.
And so, again, this is what Puerto Rico was having to do. He's interviewing her, and she's talking about, well, I just want to use my forum that I have to send this message or whatever. I'm thinking, your forum ends as soon as this interview's over. You're a bronze medalist in fencing. It's like you have to so many of these guys – they don't even get 15 minutes of fame. This is like 10 seconds that you're giving them. And so yeah, they go too much for the feel good story and trying to create it as opposed to it actually happening organically. Like that's for
both
real.
Both of those were just
are real.
It was the two athletes and they made those decisions.
But it drives me nuts that they go out there and try to force this stuff.
Yeah.
Especially with the gymnastics, so I'm never watching again.
What? Never. You don't like the gymnastics?
No.
The Final Five? By the way, I don't think you should be allowed to give yourself your nickname. Should not have been. I don't think anyone should use that.
I have nothing positive to say about those chicks.
Really?
Yep. And they're nice.
Why are you hating on the little girl gymnast?
I hate gymnastics. I hate it with a passion. I hate it even more after I was tweeting about it the other night and getting hate for that.
Is this your hate believe that?
No, I've got a Texan. For those of you with the Texans, you're Texans fans, you're waiting for your Texans news. I've got.
All right.
That's my hey man bleep that is related to the Texans. 281 asked, Fred, how often do you run a week? What is your overall goal? I'm about to ratchet it back up. It's so damn hot right now that it was so stupid to try to get out and run a race on Saturday. I almost died. But once it cools off a little bit, I'll be out 4 days a week probably. And I want to get work back up to do another half marathon. I swore I'd never do it again after the first one, but I feel like I can do a lot better than I did, and I want to try it again. But I'm right now. I'm really slow. It's going to take me about 2 months to get back to where I want to be. So,
have you ever done like the Hal Higdon training stuff?
No.
Check those out. He's got some like half marathon training. That's the one I used, and it's a good little regimen that kind of keeps you. It doesn't wear you out though. It takes you right up to race day.
Check that out. So I'm not planning to do one until probably March. So I've got plenty of time to get back up to speed.
Oh yeah,
but that was right after I had that car wreck and I couldn't run for
That's manly.
Well, I didn't run for a month because my knee was screwed up, and so I only had about 2 weeks to get back in shape for it. And
yeah, if you don't run, you don't know how hard that's manly.
Yeah, well,
you took a month off before the half marathon,
and I didn't want to. I just had no choice.
Yeah. Damn.
Anyway, we are going to take a very quick break. One last segment to go. We'll have a little hey man bleep that. I have two, but I'm only going to do one. I'll save the other one
for
next week, maybe. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7. And guess who's kind enough to join us?
Yeah, this is. I feel like I'm really being set up bad here. There's like a glint in your eye, Fred. There's a glint in Barry's eye. We got John in here videoing me.
Let's.
It better not be about my niece, and it better.
It
not
is
be.
Not about your niece. I can assure you.
Shake that niece.
We just want you to. We want you to look at something and get your
really
reaction.
I feel like I'm just the guy who comes in here and gets hammered. But, by these
no
guys.
Way.
But hey, before you do that, what do you got on the show? That Premier League started. And
Yeah, we got a lot of Premier League talk. We're going to talk about how poor the Olympic spirit was with Hope Solo. There's tons to talk about. I got Mauro Manotas, a young Colombian striker, on. So should be a good show tonight. Looking forward to it.
So
nice.
Hope Solo didn't redeem herself by coming back later and just saying it was in the heat of the moment.
Come on. It was all contrived. I mean, the Zika thing was to draw attention. She played poorly in the second game. She's a great goalkeeper.
She played poorly against Colombia, too. What the hell was that goal? Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like it's really sad, I think, because a lot of us, there is some nationalism to it. And when she can't, like her teammates, handle a defeat and with some grace and dignity and some class that I think me as an American, quite frankly, I was a bit embarrassed. And anybody holding up a Hope Solo is a role model sign at games. I mean, get your brain diagnosed.
Plus, most of us have seen her naked now. So, yeah.
Have you seen that, Glenn?
I haven't.
No. What?
Well, you probably don't want to see this either, but we do.
That's what we wanted to show you. Not Hope Solo.
Not Hope Solo. We just have a video that we never seen before. All of our listeners had.
Okay.
And we just kind of wanted to get your reaction to it.
All right, let's look at
because
now what we need is
it's called Shake That Bear.
You've got to have sound though. So let's
do this. I don't think we can do the sound.
Well, we'll plug his headphones into the laptop.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'll turn it up.
Do I really need that to makes have it, sound
yeah,
on
you
this?
Do.
I can at least turn his mic off.
How much of this video
No, that
do
won't
I have
work.
To watch.
We'll just let his just
it's only what 30 seconds, if that?
Yeah, it's maybe like a minute. Unplug your headphones from there. Plug it into the side of my laptop here.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to turn this up, and you're going to shake that bear. Just
And I just want to know if you're as confused by this as we were. And, yeah, so anyway, I'm going to keep talking because he's actually watching intently.
He's watching Shake That Bear.
Well, first, I'm guessing the bear's being shot.
Yes, that right is about what's now. Happening right now.
Yeah.
Concerned look on his face.
Which I...
For the bear, obviously.
Well, yeah, I was concerned for that poor bear. But unfortunately, it gets worse for the poor bear.
It's disgusting so far.
Right? You, dead bear.
That's even more disgusting.
It is.
Good Lord.
This is apparently what Shaun White forced his drummer to see was this video. Which is,
you're not looking. You're turning away.
He's seen
you're
enough.
Not looking.
He's seen enough. He doesn't need to look.
I know what the guy and the girl are doing. I've tried that a few times myself.
On a bear?
Not on a bear.
Okay.
So, okay.
Where do you find this crap?
This
honest
was
the guy.
This is important.
Where do you find this?
This is Shaun White found it, not us.
Yeah.
I won't give him any free publicity.
Yeah, don't give out the website.
Shaun White.
I know I could pronounce that. I think I know what it
is. Yeah. Yeah, don't pronounce that word, Glenn. Don't do that.
But yeah, for Shaun White.
I can't react to it.
He is a lawsuit, and he made his drummer watch this.
Look, I unplugged your headphones there. Let me turn this
that's
down.
All right. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, that's so funny.
Just said a word I shouldn't have said.
Dump
was very appropriate, though, for that video.
Did I not call that? Did I not call that? Did I not say that's what we had to be worried about?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
you
all man. Right?
Did you bleep me out?
Yeah.
I dumped it, but I couldn't hear it. So.
You got right, the dump? All right. That's good.
Jesus.
All right. There you go, man. Yeah.
So.
Congratulations. Welcome to the Shake That Bear Club. That's
yeah, I'm really trying,
how you feel.
I'm trying to process that right now. to see
is he? And I'm almost certain they're Canadians, which makes this worse.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Oh, geez.
Oh, shake that beery. Oh, yeah.
Guys, all I can say is I wasn't ready for that.
No. Well, next week we'll do Church of Fudge.
No, we will not. I will not allow.
All right. Okay.
I will not allow that.
All right.
You're sorry. Lucky.
I know I have a career. When it all crashes for me, I can just be one of these side guys that they show stuff to. And
makes you watch.
Stupid, and then, you know, you walk out of the room. But
Glenn,
I love it.
Glenn's so professional.
You handled it better than I thought. You did good.
He always does. So that's why we always.
But it was a very quick transition from shooting the bear out of the tree, which was disgusting.
Yes.
To
Then hearing the bear screaming, they'd obviously already shot it once.
Oh,
that was
so
rough.
Sad,
that was worse than the other part. Yeah. Well, that and
no, it wasn't worse than the other part.
I guess it's not because
that's not impossible.
That is a very unattractive woman.
Disturbing, guys.
Yeah, not good.
So
okay, I'm gonna get out of here.
It's still running on my screen.
See if I can collect myself to do mine.
All right. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7, and it will be great.
And his reaction will be on the ESPN Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh, we were live.
Oh, yes.
Even better.
So it's up there now.
Oh, yes. Just go to, I don't know, what is it, Fred? I don't know what the Facebook page is.
The ESPN975.com page, right?
It's on the Facebook. Whatever. Just go,
go
on Facebook and search for ESPN975.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Or did you do it on the Blitz page, Jung?
No, he's we can't. For some reason, we can't do it on the Blitz page. I don't know what the
deal really?
Is.
Well, just go get it. It was worth it. Oh, God, that was so worth it.
I knew it was a bad idea when I had it, but...
No, it was the best idea.
I had to do it. I had to do it.
I really should have just switched it and done Church of Fudge
on
all of y'all.
No, he would never speak to us again. See, at least this is bad, but it's not...
Not horrible.
It's not fatal to the relationship.
Well, how do you know? You didn't see Church of Fudge. You don't know how bad it was.
You described it well enough. Okay. I don't need to see it.
All right. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Interesting times. Show to say the least.
Yes, I don't. I'm glad I was able to contribute in a positive manner. To this.
I don't know if it was positive, but it seemed to work. So.
I gave you all I got.
Hey, before the show, and I hope she's not listening, but today's my grandmother's birthday, so I want to say happy birthday to her, and happy birthday to my brother who also has the same birthday.
I'm sorry.
I know he's listening,
so
he can pass it on.
That is the 3 hours. That is the funniest thing that was said. Was you just wished, after all of that, you just wished your grandmother a happy birthday, and in case she's listening. If she is, she's probably disowned you.
Well, she probably, but dude, she's in her 90s, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Good run
But anyway, I know my brother's listening, so because it's his birthday too. And the only way I can remember that they both have the same birthday and what day it is because it's the day Elvis Presley died, August 16th.
I thought you were going to say Facebook because that's the only way I get everybody's birthdays. If it wasn't for Facebook, I would be the worst friend on the planet. Seriously,
I that helps with that, but I don't check Facebook that often anymore.
No,
and I forgot my anniversary this year, but so did my wife.
Ooh.
And so about
who remembered
halfway through the show, I get a text from her: "Is today our anniversary?" And I only missed it because I thought that day was the 12th. I had the day wrong.
Oh, okay.
Because I knew it was the 13th, but and I'm like, I look at my screen and it says,
"Did you play it off and be like, yeah, would you forget?"
No, I told her. Dude, I told her I thought it was the 12th. Sorry,
rookie mistake.
So
you should have been like, I had plans. Did you not know?
We salvaged it. It worked out.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's gonna wrap it up. I want to thank Jong Lee. Great job, A+ today in his return to the saddle. Laminek always gets an A+.
Thank you, sir.
Just killed it today. I want to give Glenn Davis an A+ for his part in the show.
Without a doubt.
That was only
partially
mediocre. I'm going to give myself a D+ today.
Bro, you brought it
D+.
No, you brought it.
All right. Barry, thanks so much for filling in, man. Great times as always. We are going to have AJ back in the saddle tomorrow. Until then, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew...